I didn't have a lot of tools going into college. I'm a non-traditional student, so not having study tools and not knowing where to study and having those things around, it kind of gave me a challenging time inside of my classes. Project RISE helped me tremendously with those tools. I enrolled in life success class, and I also enrolled in a math class, and they both gave me the tools and, I mean, say the journey to continue and to push further and just to believe in myself and guide me along the way and gave me new mechanisms to use.
First-generation college students have often undertaken a journey before they even start their first day of classes, representing their family that sometimes for generations was unable to break through barriers of access to higher education. This is Random Acts of Knowledge, presented by Heartland Community College. I'm your host, Steve Fast. Today, we're speaking with two first-generation college students and also looking into the tools offered that can help with some of the unique barriers that first-generation students might have to overcome to succeed once they have started their collegiate journey.
Hi, my name is Tiara Randall. I am the Assistant Director for Project RISE. Project RISE is a federally funded TRIO program that supports first-generation, income-eligible, and students with disabilities in their journey at Heartland. Our main goal is to help students stay in school, to graduate, and to transfer to a four-year institution of their choice. And at Heartland, our Project RISE program has been here for almost 20 years next year, so we've been supporting students for a long time in their journeys.
My name is Tawana. I'm a second-year student at Heartland, and I'm studying early childhood education.
What got you interested in wanting to study early childhood education?
I've always enjoyed children. I found that's where I most succeed at is working with children. And it's like that thing, if you can do anything for free, what would it be? Working with children.
I'm Tanya Isaacson. I'm a recently graduated student from Heartland. I am on the nursing track and I start nursing classes in about a week and a half.
Tanya, what was it like trying to wrap up your studies at Heartland this last semester doing nursing with all the stuff happening with the pandemic?
Actually, I think it prepared me well for what's to come, being flexible and being able to pivot on a dime and flow from there. And everybody, especially Project RISE, made it real easy to transition.
Tiara, tell me a little bit about how Project RISE fits in with that, especially with first-generation students. What are the things that you see students come in and they might need a little bit of skill attention or have specific problems that Project RISE can help with?
Coming in as a first-gen student, there may be a lot of questions that need to be answered as far as the culture of higher ed, services, things are available, kind of the know-how. And so Project RISE does a great job of bridging that gap and exposing students to what it takes to be successful and really igniting the power that they already have within themselves. It's there. And so all we do is just bring it out, show them how to navigate the system so that they can achieve their academic and personal dreams.
So Tanya, you're a first generation student. Why do you think your parents didn't go to college? Was that something that they would have if they wanted to? Why are you the first person in your family to go?
My mom always had aspirations to become a mathematician. More power to her with math. But she started our little family early. My parents were divorced when I was young. By the time I was two, they were divorced. So she spent all her time working two and three jobs just to be able to provide for us. So college just wasn't an option at the point.
Did you think at any point in your life that it wasn't an option for you, or were you always pretty sure you'd go to college?
I had the dream of going to college, and I'll say I was kind of jaded when I was young, thinking, you know, college is just like high school. It's just expected, and it's the next step. But then I started figuring out there's a lot of costs associated with that. And, you know, you really had to work hard and put in the steps to be able to find funding for it. So I took my proverbial year off and 25 years later figured out, hey, my kids are grown and actually I can manage college.
That sounds like almost harder after you'd waited that long. Did you need any nudge or did you just finally say, ah, these kids are out of my hair. I can finally work on something I want to do a little bit.
It was more of, okay, now the kids are gone. I've went through some major life changes. And my work, though I had enjoyed it for many years, it kept bringing me back to the fact that I wanted to be a teacher. and new life circumstances brought me around to feeling like I really wanted to be a nurse and help sick people. So I'm like, well, the kids are grown. Let me look into seeing what I have to do to make it happen, because I never lost that passion for wanting to be a teacher.
Tawana, tell me a little bit about your family. Did your parents, why do you think that they didn't go to college? Was it something that they had wanted to do and the circumstance didn't allow, or was that something that just wasn't their path?
It just wasn't their path. I don't think they were afforded the opportunity or the idea to go to college. They both were high school graduates. And so that's their path. But I always knew I wanted to go and pursue something higher.
What led you to Heartland?
Actually, I got a letter in the mail and I decided to go up there and give it a try, do a look around. And I was in love and I enrolled probably the next day.
Talk a little bit for you, Tawana, what your college experience was like. Was it what you expected? Was it different? Did you find that there were any things that you had to adjust to that you didn't anticipate?
It was very different. I didn't have a lot of tools going into college. I'm a non-traditional student, so not having study tools and not knowing where to study and having those things around, it kind of gave me a challenging time inside of my classes.
Did Project Rise help with those tools, or what were some of the other ways that you found a little bit of help or found access to some of those tools that you didn't bring with you?
Actually, yeah, Project Rise helped me tremendously with those tools. I enrolled in Life Success class. That's one of the classes that Tierra teaches. And I also enrolled in a math class. And they both gave me the tools and, I mean, say the journey to continue and to push further and just to believe in myself and guide me along the way and gave me new mechanisms to use.
Tanya, did you find anything that you didn't expect when you first started to take classes?
No, I kind of expected to be overwhelmed after being out of school for so long, and I was so nervous. Just being afraid to be in the classroom with peers that are so much younger than me. It ended up really great, and Project Rise held my hand through a lot of it. And they have functions where you can interact with other members of Project Rise and really get you to know people so you're not alone when you step out and afraid of being the only one around.
So Tiara, can you talk a little bit about some of those programs and some of the, especially for non-traditional students? I think that that's probably something that if you re-enter school or you have taken a break, you might have a little bit of a problem wondering where you fit in when there are a bunch of 18, 19-year-olds there as well.
The core of our program is our peer mentor program. And so all new students are assigned a peer mentor, and we look at things as far as if they're non-traditional, their major, their interests, things of that nature, to pair them with someone that they meet with on a regular basis to help them answer difficult questions and be another cheerleader for them. So we're thankful that Tanya and Tawana are both peer mentors, and so they know the impact of that. So that's at the heart of our program. Some other services we provide include a ton of workshops. So things like confidence building, help navigating math, just a ton of different things that help students just pour back into themselves. So workshops, we do college visits, we have different cultural events that expose students to the arts, to different things that just enriches their lives and just broadens their perspective. So those are some of the services we provide, but at the heart of it is the peer mentor program and that constant interaction with someone that is also in the same boat as them as a student.
So Tawana, you want to be a teacher. So as a peer mentor, did that come to you naturally to be able to feel confident to help out some other students?
Yeah, it comes to me. I'm very optimistic. I have an optimistic personality. So I enjoy uplifting people. I had a peer mentor who always uplifted me. So I think that to push the program along, I wouldn't mind doing it and helping another student out, giving them, you know, great advice and letting them know that even during the challenging times, I'm going to still be here and we're going to push through it together.
So Tanya, how did you feel, you know, especially having kids, being a mentor for somebody else and sort of giving them advice? Were your peers that you were mentoring, were they younger? Were they about your age? What was the situation?
I have a vast variety of ages for the people that I mentor, and I've really been able to use my mothering skills with some, and, you know, discerning when they need a little bit of tough love and when they just need, you know, somebody to talk to. And it's been great. Even those that I've mentored that might have been older than me, they've been real receptive to it. Everybody has something to offer along their journey. So telling part of my story helps other people. So I enjoy being able to help other people by telling my story. I've always said that Pamela and Tierra are excellent at choosing who they pair you up with as mentees. And one of my mentees came to me and she was just having a really bad day one day. Well, come to find out, she was going through a divorce. And I've been through two divorces myself, so I was able to help her along that front and really give her peace of mind, helping her have a sounding board and be able to clear some of that off her chest so she could study and focus, because she was also going into nursing. And you really have to have a strong focus when you're going into nursing.
Now, you mentioned that you graduated Heartland. You're continuing with nursing at Illinois State. What's your end goal with nursing? What do you want to do?
Actually, I took two little summer classes to get the nursing program started. And I've always had my sights set on two things. I want to work bedside, but then I also want to get my master's and actually my doctorate and become a teacher of nursing as well. So I can do both in correlation. And then also I want to have a nonprofit organization that helps people navigate the system of healthcare to actually be able to make sure they have healthcare and don't miss out. Because a lot of people are so nervous and don't know where to go to get started.
Tierra, back a little bit to the mentoring. It was mentioned that you help pair up the mentors and the mentees. What's that process like for you? What are you looking for to match up the right students with the right student mentor?
At the base of it, it is in our hiring of peer mentors. So being able to know which peer mentor we hire brings to the table, that's number one. And then from there, I do intake appointments with students when they're coming into the program. And so I get this chance to get to know more about them and about their journey. And from there, I'm kind of listening to see, you know, what do they need? Who can I pair them with that will help fill this gap here? So it may be a student who is really shy, and I may have a peer mentor who is a little bit more outspoken. And so in that pairing, you can see the person that's more in the show kind of come out a little bit more. Since it is a one-on-one interaction, they have a chance to just build that relationship and grow. And sometimes it's a student who's in a specific major. So like Tanya is nursing. Sometimes I paired her with nursing students because I know it's rigorous and it is a disciplined journey. And so I know that Tanya has been successful in that. And so I know that pairing her with someone in that major will only help them. Again, looking at the big picture and how we can connect those dots. I believe Project Rise to be a family. It is a community of individuals from all walks of life who have a shared goal of pursuing higher education. In that connection, we find friendships, we find empowerment, we find inspiration, we find purpose, and Project Rise is a great facilitator of all those things, and there's no other program like it to me. It's a place where students' voices are lifted up. Students are always at the center of decisions. And I pray that it's around for years to come because I have personally seen the impact it has had on students' lives, on their families' lives, and on the investment, you know, that students want to put into themselves, you know, because in that there's a great return to the world as they continue to be their fullest and most grandest version of themselves. Project Rise is so special.
What is it meant to be a first generation student and how you felt about the road that you've taken once you started? Tanya, do you want to start on that?
First of all, it means a lot to me to be able to go. My mom and dad are so proud that I was able to continue on a journey they weren't able to take. And my children both decided that school wasn't right for them right out of high school. So I'm also a role model for them. And my son is just itching for me to get done so we can help him out in the ways he's able to help us out right now so he can start his journey back to school. So that means a lot to me to be able to inspire my children to go back to school.
So Tawana, tell me a little bit about what the journey has been for you and what it's meant to you to be a first generation college student.
The journey has definitely been interesting and inspiring along the way. It means a lot to be a first-generation college student. So I get to reach back and bring whomever along with me who probably have challenges, like inspiring my nieces to go to school and continue in higher education. I'm very passionate about that.
Was there anything in the process of going to college and approaching your degree that you didn't expect that has been a benefit to you, that you didn't think you'd get going into it?
Networking has been big since I've been in school. Broadening my horizons, going and trying out new things has helped me and continued to inspire me as being a first-generation college student.
During this pandemic period, when it comes to school, a lot of people have just sort of gone into this place where they're not sure what to do. You know, I don't know if it's because so much of the instruction is online, or maybe they were thinking about going to college somewhere else and then that they don't know what they're going to do there because they can't be on campus. So some people are just putting off going to college. Do you have any thoughts about that and what you might say to somebody that is considering going, but they're just not sure because of the way things are happening this particular year?
I always encourage people to do what's best for them, depending on what type of learner you are. For those who are putting it off, you know, I'll definitely try to tell them, since we are going to be in this pandemic for a while, to give it a try. This has been the smoothest transition for me because last semester we were on Zoom, so it wasn't too much of a challenge because I was still up front and meeting with my teachers every day. So, you know, I would definitely encourage them to give it a try.
Tanya, what would your advice be to somebody that's not sure if they want to start college and they're unsure about the situation or they don't know what to do, but they don't necessarily have another strong plan?
I would definitely say now is the time. Everybody is so understanding with the transition and the teachers are so helpful and understanding your situation. I would say just give it a try, start it out, and just stay in contact with your teachers. They've all been really great in helping you get through it all, knowing that I was scared to death to go to online classes. I had even said many times, I'm not going to do online until I absolutely have to, which would be about master's level. Well, there was another plan, and it worked out. So if me, the one who is technologically unadvanced, can do this and still excel, then anybody can do it. So it's nothing to be afraid of just because it's online.
So Tierra, I know that we're talking about all the things that have to change and that are different because of pandemic and online instruction. And normally every year we have a celebration of first generation college students at Heartland. This year, how are some ways that students and their families and the Heartland community and anyone can celebrate first generation students?
A great way, if you are unfamiliar with the stories of first-gen students, is to go to YouTube, type in first-generation college students. There's so many stories out there, so there's a big thing in just being educated about the journeys of those. There are some great websites that host information about first-gen students and the support of it, and Project Rise is doing their best to still keep the celebration going alive, even in the midst of the pandemic. This conversation right here is one way to amplify the stories of our students. If you follow us on Facebook, you will also see information about famous first-gen alum, as well as just some encouraging words for students who are first-gen. And like I said, Project Rise is that place for them to feel supported. And so, as always, we are recruiting students into our program. And so that's another way, just more exposure about what we do so more students can apply to the program and get the support that they need. All of our services are free. And so it's really a student just taking time to fill out the application, press send, and we will connect the rest of the pieces.
Thank you all for taking some time today to do this. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Tierra Randall is Assistant Director of Project Rise at Heartland Community College. Tawana Beal is a first-generation college student and Project Rise peer mentor. She will graduate in spring of 2021. Tanya Isaacson is a first-generation college student who is a Project Rise peer mentor and a Heartland Community College Fall 2019 grad. She's now a nursing student at Illinois State University.
If you'd like to hear other interviews on education, mentoring, or other topics, subscribe to Random Acts of Knowledge on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you found this one. Thanks for listening.